My name's John Larson. My son is Stanford Larson. For the last almost 6 months, we've been going through a real tough time. On June 9th, the day before high school graduation,
2006.
Stanford, I think you'd just been on the telephone.
Yeah, I was making preparations for my Eagle project. Halfway through the hallway, I collapsed because of pain. It just hit me and I couldn't stand anymore.
And then Saturday morning about 9, Stanford really wanted to go to graduation.
I was feeling pretty good. I didn't want to the night before. I hid a magic wand in my shoe. I pulled out my wand and I waved it around like I was a wizard. Then I accepted my diploma.
Then we went to the emergency room again. The next day, Monday the 12th, is when
everything changed.
Sat down to dinner when the phone rang. Joyce called from the hospital and told us about the surgery, that he had a tumor and they had done a frozen section right there on location and mm-hmm. could tell that it was cancerous. So that's when it really hit, that something was really, really wrong. We all dealt with it in our own way. Through all of this, the outpouring of love and support from the community has been incredible. I started an email list back in June. On November 30th, I made a website, stanfordlarson.org. Stanford's been very active in high school, in the band, the jazz band, marching band.
All of the concert choir came by. Yeah, 39 kids. They came
into our little tiny living room. It was like stuffing clowns in a bus, you know. It was so full.
I was just so grateful for people thinking of me so much, and I was actually singing along a lot. The music was amazing, and they sang so well.
An ultrasound on July 26th showed that there were tumors in his liver, two small tumors, less than an inch. Then they did CAT scans around November 20th, and the tumors were growing again. They're huge. His liver is mostly tumor at this point.
I'm an enigma. We don't know how I'm working. But it's amazing that God is preserving me.
Then we had a crisis November 21st, which was a Tuesday. He had been having a lot of pain during the night. It showed there was a lot of internal bleeding, and they told us at the time that he is going to die. Turns out, though, that
they couldn't find where the bleeding was coming from,
so
they couldn't do the surgery.
Stanford's body stopped the bleeding on its own. A miracle has happened there, and his life was preserved. His overall condition, though, has really gone down from before that crisis to now. He's a lot weaker. He's in a lot more pain. Stanford, based on the statistics and the training of the oncology doctors, has between a 0% and 5% chance.
But I can't rely on statistics.
I know.
It's all in God's hands.
The adventure's still going on. We still need everyone to keep praying. And
need that miracle.
Need the miracle.